102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 651, sunny and 80 degrees today. Father's Day yesterday, big celebration. We were talking about just how so many guys are sending texts to each other and things. Hey, you know, things, it's just changed the holiday over the years. And JP's dad coming in, giving him a hard time from the moment he gets into JP's backyard. And I asked, did he kiss you on the lips? The only reason is because it's a like a family tradition type thing. It's going on for a long time, and I was getting a hard time about it.
Full tongue. And a handy. That's the way we say I love you.
Hey, good morning, VAB. Go ahead. What's going on?
Then stop giving that guy crap about his father kissing him on the lips.
Right.
I got five kids. My oldest is 28, and the other one is 25. They see me, whether it's home, public, at work, kiss on the lips when they see me in a high daddy. They don't even call me dad. It's daddy.
Right.
My goodness.
Are they girls?
No. The 28-year-old is a girl. The 25-year-old is a boy.
Your 25-year-old calls you daddy?
Yeah. And he does it in front of people.
It's a little much, I got to tell you.
It's not, you know what's funny is? The son kissing his father on the lips thing, that doesn't bother me, I guess, because I'm used to that.
Yeah.
I just, a 28-year-old boy calling his father, calling his father daddy is what has got me.
It's not like daddy. It's like if they're referring to me in front of people, like they'll say,
right.
You know, if my daughter and my son are talking to each other, they'll say daddy.
Yeah. And your son's kissing on your lips and calling daddy at the same time. The combo is a little much.
I'm with my sister... If I'm talking to my sister, I don't care who's around.
Mm.
I'll say, have you spoken to daddy?
Yeah, that's different. Between you, I get it.
But if my father walks in, I'm not saying, hey, daddy.
And then kissing him on the lips. I see, that's too much. This guy's got both.
I don't understand why you have a big, like, an issue with the kissing on the lips thing. I don't know if it's an Italian thing or not. It's just always been in my family.
99% of America has a problem with that.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP.
I kiss your daughters on the lips.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 658. 955 WBAB. We're just talking about Father's Day tradition and traditions of between fathers and sons came up because JP's dad stopped over his house yesterday for Father's Day afternoon and kissed him on the lips as soon as he walked in after criticizing him.
And when he left. Yeah. Well, yeah.
What are you, a big shot? Here, come and kiss me. Kiss me right on the lips, right? That's what he did. I guess it's just not in my family, so it's hard to understand. And you said it's like a maybe an Italian thing or at least your family. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Roger, if you're not Italian, you'll never understand it.
I guess.
It'll always seem like a freaky thing to you.
Yeah.
But any kid that grew up in an American-Italian family, if it's an uncle, father, an aunt, no matter where you are, if you see them, out of respect, you have to kiss them hello. And it's not done out like, I'm going to do this. It's done out of love. It's just the way of growing up. I mean, JP, I get it. My father, when he was alive, he would have kissed me right in the face.
And my father still does it, too. And he's got such big, soft lips. But I'll tell you this. You know, my kids are getting older now. My daughter's 9. My son will be 8 next month. And I will kss them on the lips until the day they tell me no. And even then, I'm going to be, what? You don't love your father?
Exactly.
You better be ready for them to say, ah, Dad, come on, in front of people? You'll get that very soon from Joseph, I would think, before your daughter.
No, Joseph's a mush.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
So you think your daughter will shun you first?
No kissing in front of other kids.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting for her to be like that. Can you drop me off like a block away from school?
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting.
It's coming.
I'm waiting for that one.
It's coming. And then she dives out and slams the door without saying goodbye.
See, but I'll be proud of that. Because I'm like, okay, she thinks she's cool. I like it, you know?
Sunny and 80 degrees today. And, you know, I understand that it's probably a family and or Italian-based tradition of the dad kissing his sons, grown sons, on the lips.
I think it's funny that Brett thinks his son is gross.
I didn't say he's gross. I said all kids are disgusting. They're filled with germs.
You won't kiss your own son.
Young kids are filled with... How many times has your kid gotten sick?
Many.
I don't know. A lot. Who knows? Okay, so what? But you have a grown-ups...
There's no need. There's no need to kiss your kid on the lips at any age over that. I don't know. In general, it's odd to me. I'm not saying I don't kiss him on the head.
Brett does come from an Italian heritage.
The cheek.
Okay.
The head. Give him a hug.
So you're afraid...
Give him encouragement.
So you're afraid of your son's... your own child's germs? Is that what you're saying?
So if I call out sick...
Okay.
because I kiss my kid who now has a cold. When your kid, how about this? If your kid is sick, do you still kiss him on the lips?
No, stay away from each other.
Oh, okay.
So what do you? I don't understand what your point.
The point is,
if he's sick, I stay away from him. If they're not sick, it's fine.
It's not just a sick thing. To me, it's an odd thing. To me,
okay. So that's a boring point. It's not about whether they're sick or not. I stay away from anybody when they're sick.
The amount of germs. Yesterday, my son's rolling around the grass, the dirt. And
so
then he's wiping his nose. He's then eating food, and then
sticking his hands in it.
Sticking his hands down his pants.
Kids just tend to be dirtier than you prefer, I guess, for kissing on the lips.
Yes, it doesn't make sense to
me. The kid's rolling around in the dirt, cleaning snot off his face, and then putting his hands down his pants. I'm thinking maybe you need to be a little bit more on the job.
I didn't say we didn't clean it afterwards. I'm not going to clean him after every time he touches dirt.
Raj, do you find it a slight bit weird that he's freaked out by his own child's germs?
Well, Brett maybe has a little germ thing already anyway.
I'm conscientious
of germs, so I almost kind of expect that in a way.
It's his own child.
But
germs are germs. They don't discriminate.
But it's your child.
I don't have to kiss him on the lips.
Right. I'm going to say
to me, girl, it does, I mean, my wife will do it once in a while. To me, it's just not, there are so many other ways to show affection than kissing your child on the lips.
So why can't it just be another one?
Another one what?
I show affection to my kids, but more than just kissing them on the lips.
Why is that any more special? Why does it have to be done?
I'm not saying it has to be done.
Why is it weird that I don't do it?
Because I think it's hysterical that you're disgusted by your own child's germs. kid coughs on you, sneezes on you, right. And they're babies. You wiped his ass, you did the whole deal, and now you're worried about his germs.
I didn't stick my tongue down there when I wiped him.
You don't have to. The germs are all
around. That's the only way to show affection.
That's not the only way to show affection. You can hug them.
I do.
Okay.
Here, let me kiss your ass. Right there. I guess I see.
So because I don't kiss him on the lips because I'm afraid of germs, and because I cleaned his diaper, I have to stick my tongue down there too.
I'm not saying you have to stick your tongue anywhere.
Anywhere where there's potential germs,
you're not getting.
I have to do it. That's the only way to show affection.
You know what? Put your goddamn kid in a bubble. What do I give a rat's ass?
You're the one saying that, not me.
I just think it's funny that you're afraid of your child's germs.
As far as transferring it directly lip to lip, if you didn't care about germs, you wouldn't have done it. You would do it when your kids are sick. You would kiss your kids on the lips.
What?
Why would you avoid them? If kissing on the lips is kissing on the lips, then it doesn't matter.
Because
when they're sick or when they're
healthy or when they're fine, it's no problem. If you know they're sick or they're coming down with something, right.
But why? Just kiss them on the lips. Why are you afraid of germs?
I'm not afraid of their germs on a daily basis.
Then kiss them when they're sick.
Okay, Brett, you're right.
And kiss them when they're sick.
Yeah, okay.
Finally, you come over to my side. Thank you.
I'm not anywhere near your side.
Okay, you just said I was right.
Not even close.
So, two Italians, two different traditions. One kisses kids on the lips.
And one hates their child.
It's 7:07. Here's Ted with the Rose.
The LIE westbound. We got a lot more slow traffic from north.